రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 11 టెక్స్ట్ 32 to 35. ఎస్టర్డే డిడ్ యు రీడ్ ది శ్లోక 31. వృత్తయా స్వభావ కృతయా వర్తమాన స్వకర్మకృత్ ఇత్వా స్వ భావజం కర్మ తనైర్ నిర్గుణతాం నియర్ ఉప్యమానమో క్షేత్రం స్వయం నిర్వీయతాం నియర్ న కల్పతే పునస్సు సూత్యై ఉక్తం బీజం చ నశ్యతి. ఏవం కామా స్వయం చిత్తం కామానాం అతిసేవయా విరజ్యత యథారాజన్ అగ్నివత్ కామ బిందువి. ఎస్యాయలక్షణం ప్రోక్తం పుంసో వర్ణాభివ్యంజకం ఎదన్యత్రాపి దృశ్యేత తత్తేనేవాపి నిర్దిశే. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఈ వన్ యాక్ట్స్ ఇన్ హిస్ పొజిషన్ అకార్డింగ్ టు హిస్ పొజిషన్ ఇన్ ది మోడ్స్ ఆఫ్ నేచర్ అండ్ గ్రాడ్యువల్లీ గివ్స్ అప్ దీస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ అటైన్ ది నిష్కామ స్టేజ్. He one gradually gives up his hereditary customs and duties and tries to serve the Supreme Personality Godhead in his natural position. He is gradually able to become free from these activities and he attains the stage of Nishkam, freedom from material desires. My dear King, if an agricultural field is cultivated again and again, the power of production decreases and whatever seeds are sown, they are lost. Just as drops of ghee on a fire never extinguish the fire, but a flood of ghee will. Similarly, over indulgence in lusty desires mitigates such desires entirely. If one continuously sprinkles drops of ghee on a fire, the fire will not be extinguished. But if one suddenly puts a lump of ghee on a fire, the fire may possibly be extinguished entirely. Similarly, those who are too sinful, I have thus been born in lower classes, are allowed to enjoy sinful activities fully. Further, there is a chance that these activities will become detestful to them and they will get the opportunity to be purified. Today's sloka. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, as described above, even if it has appeared in a different class, it should be accepted according to those symptoms of classification. Repeat. If one shows the symptoms of being a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra, as described above, even if he has appeared in a different class,
He should be accepted
according to the symptoms of classification. Here it is clearly stated by Narada Muni that one should not be accepted as a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra according to birth. For although this is going on now, It is not accepted by the Shastras. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarna Mayatrishnam Guna Karma Vibhagataha. For the four divisions of society, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra are to be ascertained according to qualities and activities. If one was born in a Brahmin family and required the Brahminical qualification, he is to be accepted as Brahmin. Otherwise, he should be considered a Brahma Bandhu. Similarly, if a Shudra acquires the qualities of Brahman, although he was born in a Shudra family, he is not a Shudra. Because he has developed the qualities of Brahmin, he should be accepted as a Brahmin. The Krishna Kan movement is meant to develop these Brahminical qualities, regardless of the community in which one was born. If one develops the qualities of a Brahmin, he should be accepted as a Brahmin. And he then may be offered the order of sannyas. Unless one is qualified in terms of the Brahminical symptoms, one cannot take sannyas. In designating a person a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra, birth is not the essential criterion. Unless one is qualified in terms of Brahminical symptoms, one cannot take sannyas. In designating a person a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra, birth is not the essential symptom. This understanding is very important. Here in Narada Muni distinctly says that one may be accepted according to the caste of his birth if he has corresponding qualifications. But otherwise, he should not. One who has attained the qualification of Brahmin, regardless of where he was born, should be accepted as a Brahmin. Similarly, if one has developed the qualities of Shudra or a Chandala, regardless of where he was born, he should be accepted in terms of those symptoms. Thus, the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Perfect Society for Social Order. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरां दशजना जनसलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तकं जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, the central purpose, the whole idea of Varnasram Dharma are the sole business, the one and only the business of human life is to become liberated. In other words, to attain loving devotional service. It doesn't matter which ashrama he is in, which varna he belongs to, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, सहकृष्ण तत्वता सगुरु है, केवल विप्र केवल न्यासे शूद्र के न है, सहकृष्ण तत्वता सगुरु है। इस ब्राह्मण में नारे सन्यासी विप्र न्यासा और ये शूद्र चैतन्य चरितामृत पर्सनली चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑन द अर्थ एंड ही वाज ट्राइंग टू प्रोपगेट द डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्णा, दैट इज द स्टैंडर्ड। इट वाज जस्ट सेलेक्टिंग पीपल, प्रमोटिंग देम and recognizing them based on their inclination, based on their eagerness to attain Krishna consciousness, eagerness to attain Krishna consciousness. It's mundane intelligence, austerity, and many other things. They are all byproducts. They are all offshoots of one aim in life: how to attain love for Krishna. So either you attain all these qualities and then understand the need to become Krishna conscious, or you directly practice Krishna consciousness, and as you become Krishna conscious, you develop the spiritual qualities or the noble qualities of the soul. So in Kali Yuga, going the other way and develop this quality, that quality, but no acceptance of God and no activity in relationship with Krishna, then what is the use? There are many, many nice people in the world who are very selfless, people who are very straightforward, truthful, honest, and people are simple, and people like Gandhi, Abdul Kalam, and there are many. That means they are searching for perfection. There is no perfection on a bodily platform. There is no perfection without devotional service. In the 18th chapter also, Krishna says, that there is no work in this world that is without defect. सहजं कर्म कौन्तेय सदोषानपि नात्यजेत् सर्वारंभ दोषेण धूमेनाग्नि रिवावृता। वी ऑल हैव सम नेचर टू वर्क, ऑल ऑफ अस वांट टू वर्क, आइदर इट इज स्टीलिंग और इट इज चीटिंग और लाइंग, नोबडी इज क्वाइट, something or the other. So as long as we are alive and active, we keep doing some things. But because we are influenced by modes of material nature, so our activities are perverted, passionate, or pure. Perverted, passionate, or pure. Our activities. So that's why we are trying to purify our consciousness. As you become purified in consciousness, then your activities, they are helpful in coming to Krishna consciousness. So the Varnasrama system is there just to engage people according to their modes of material nature. They are given some occupational duties, some activity, and by doing those activities to please Krishna, Varnasrama Acharavata Purushena Puman Vishnur Aradhita Pandha Nanya Tattosha Karanam. The whole purpose of Varnasrama Dharma, that's why when a person is just very good in his profession, activity, but that is not in itself a perfection. That's why Krishna says, think of me and fight. Think of me. Mahamanasmara Idyacha. You think of me and fight. Because fighting, and in three modes of material nature, you may completely be lost. What makes you become steady? That's why say Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga. You do, what is Bhakti Yoga, what is Karma Yoga? When you do activities with devotion, you are not directly a Brahmin, you are not directly a full-time person engaged in Brahminical activities, but whatever activities are suitable to your nature, while doing that you chant Hare Krishna. That's what we do here in ISKCON. When people come, you engage them in chanting and see, because chanting will not go on, nor will you be able to do. And say the first part of spiritual life is to become a steady character. At least you have control over your time. This time I have to be doing this. This time I have to be doing this. What is our consciousness? And how much we are purified? How much you are attractive? They are all very hi-fi stages. How much you are purified, how much you are attracted to Krishna. And that is all. Once you are actually, let's say, it is said, anartha nivritti, adav sraddha tada sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti nishtha. So there is nothing like any devotion in us. The devotee means you have come to a spiritual platform. Then your behavior is ideal. Once you come to spiritual platform, when you speak, you do it. When you take up some duty, you are there on time, because you have control over your mind. Your senses and mind are in control. How did Prabhupada attract? First time, on the very first occasion. And how did Prabhupada get people go go along with him. Generally, we initial enthusiasm, we just join. After that, again, sleep. Move away. That means either the person is not inspiring, or they are not serious. When you are a little in the mode of goodness, you are attracted. Then mode of ignorance takes you over. What am I doing here? I can do better things. You are again attracted to bodily glitter. I am a young woman, I am a young man, what am I doing here? This is not for me. But in the beginning, you are, because there is a little mode of goodness and you heard a Krishna conscious talk which satisfies the brain because of its reasonable nature of the philosophy. Intelligent people, they become attracted to Krishna conscious philosophy because your answers to your questions, genuine answers. That's how Christians, Muslims, they boldly come and join Krishna consciousness movement. Because they don't think, that Islam, Hinduism is nice. That's not the idea. You talk to any Krishna conscious person, he will not say, from Christianity I have come to become a Hindu. You will never say like that. That's not the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, the genuine science of transcendence. You understand, this is my life. My real life is like this. So the point is, Prabhupada attracted on the very first occasion. And Prabhupada could keep people, majority of people. If some people have left Prabhupada, it was not that there was discrepancy in Prabhupada's behavior. Prabhupada was always Krishna conscious. Prabhupada was perfectly in Krishna consciousness. Not in this. You are also Krishna conscious because if you have tilak on your head, and you are staying in the temple. But that's not all. Even you are in the train, you are in a public place, then people see you, here is a devotee. Then you are somewhere, not by appearance. Appearance are deceptive. A conscious is not Krishna conscious, but appearance is Krishna conscious appearance. So Prabhupada, he was naturally a person who is in love with Krishna. It is but natural for him to display the great qualities. It is natural for him to see the benefit of others. A devotee means you will see the benefit of others first before what I benefit, what I will benefit. A devotee, that's how Haridas Thakur or Prahlad or Jesus, Prabhupada, people could see this man is simply interested in me. He is not trying to exploit me. Anybody will be attracted to such a person because we are all looking for shelter. We are all looking for a place where this world is simply exploitators and exploited. This is the world. Cheaters and cheated. Sometimes you get cheated, sometimes you cheat others. cheaters and cheated. Why there are cheaters? Because you want things cheaply. Gold is gram, gold is 3,000 rupees, but you want gold just for 1,000 rupees. So somebody will come along, because you want to cheat yourself. If gold is 3,000 rupees a gram, somehow because you don't have so much money, if only I can get gold, you know, for 1,000 rupees. Oh yeah, I give you gold for 1,000 rupees. But you want to cheat yourself. It's called, always in the market there are duplicates, because we want to be cheated. So they are all right, we'll come and cheat you. We are not ready to pay the price. So Prabhupada, he has the natural qualities of a devotee, that's why he could stand it to the test. So many hurdles, so many challenges, and so many problems. People are coming, taking money from him and going away. People are coming to him and falling down from the standards of Krishna consciousness, bringing defamation to Prabhupada and his mission. But Prabhupada was not shaken. But Prabhupada had a slogan. It is easy to fall down in this world, and it is difficult to stay properly. So when people fall away, Prabhupada was not discouraged, he said. At least he tried for some time. He tried for some time, even people are not trying. You know, this happened in Nellore. When Prabhupada was in Nellore, that time something was going on in the newspapers about ISKCON in Japan, ISKCON in Oriental countries. So, one, generally, the press people are like flies. Press means flies. That's why you find all garbage in the newspapers. You don't find nice things. Yeah. Nice things are not presented. They want controversies. They want nonsense things just to make people fearful, and they want to discourage people from being good. If everybody is good, then what do they have to write in the newspaper? You know? If all nonsense is going on, your headlines, this line, that line. You're right. This is going on in the society, this is going on in the world. All bad things are. Actually, there should not be in the news, there should not be bad things. If there are bad things, then you will also cover up your, oh, everybody is like me. I also have these dirty thoughts. Yeah, this is not bad. It looks like everybody has said. So it supports your nonsense, you know. So Prabhupada said, why you are reading in the name of history? Why you are studying Hitler? Why you are studying Babar, Aurangzeb? What is the use? Why in the media, whether it is electronic, print media, why they are saying all nonsense, why they are saying that? Because they are bad. Irresponsible journalism, they are bad. And because they also have this weakness. So let us pollute the society with this kind of information. Otherwise, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, he wanted that there should only be Krishna conscious newspapers all over. Because that is, people have to be motivated, people have to be educated, people have to be inspired, people have to be supplied information. That's why Prabhupada wanted, bombard this world. You bombard this world with Krishna conscious literature. that there is spark. There is spark of Krishna consciousness in every human being. Krishna consciousness is dormant. Now you have to bring it out. But when you only bring rapes and murders and cheating and scams, and then you think, this is how we should live in this world. Things are going on. So Prabhupada, we are talking about in India, when Prabhupada was in Nellore, the press people, they came. And then he came. Krishna conscious philosophy is fantastic. Very nice. He talks about how to become a gentleman and how to be an ideal man. That's what today's sloka is about. How to be an ideal man and how to be a happy man and how to attain, how to be successful in life. This is Krishna kind of movement is about that. All information to improve yourself. People are not interested. So one guy, in the city, nice Nagar Kirtans are going on. So many foreign Matajis and Prabhujis. The whole city was impressed. Nagar Kirtans, town hall programs, Prabhupada roaring like a lion in the town halls. Everybody, people are lined up to become life members. People are lined up to, everybody is just surrendering to Prabhupada, bowing down. Just the first time he came, and everybody could see this purity, Prabhupada's purity, just on the face. Face is the index of the mind. What is your, what are you inside? Your eyes, your eyelids, your lips, your everything will speak. If you are in a mode of passion, if you are in a mode of ignorance, your emotions will speak through your body. It's a big science nowadays. They are creating digital equipment. Just it will detect your criminal nature, just like that. If they study a criminal, what kind of, it's all recorded. And then they put the thing, and all your emotions will be recorded there. You can't say no, because it's body language. So the press people came and he brought a newspaper cutting. Swami. Everybody in the town was very enthusiastic. They were all sitting at the feet of Prabhupada. They are saying how bad we are and we should improve and all. And suddenly this guy comes, Prasvara. Swami, your movement is banned in Russia, Japan, is that right? And why is it banned in Japan? Then you're thinking that what is bad in your mission? Banning a country, banning its kindness. Naturally, good families will be alarmed. ISKCON is banned in Japan. That means, are they mafia kind of people outside? Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Dhamma, Radham. Outside, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Charas and Hashish and Ganja and like that. So, everything was nicely. So many good families are sitting. The Prabhupada is listening. They were thinking we have wasted our life. But not become Krishna conscious. And suddenly this day comes and goes. Hare Krishna is also nonsense like that you are trying to prove. And if he is trying to prove for a person like you and me, maybe we will be discouraged. You know? But Prabhupada, he was so protective about ISKCON. Very protective. He knows that this is the best of the organization. There is nothing like ISKCON in the world. If there is hope to the world, because ISKCON is there, anybody can see. All problems, that's the problem. This is an intellectual movement, educational movement. So, he was coming and he disturbed the whole thing. Swami, your movement is banned in Japan. Why is it like that? And everybody, yeah, ISKCON under scanner. What? He is the founder and his mission is attacked. Prabhupada is the founder of ISKCON. And somebody will come and say, ISKCON is bad. Otherwise, it is banned in a nice country like Japan. And everybody becomes interested. Ah, this guy has got some strange news. And how the Swamiji will answer now. Everybody will look at it. Prabhupada just smiled and said, that means our organization is active in Japan. Our organization is active in Japan. Who is right and wrong, that will be decided. But at least we are active in Japan also. You don't hear Ramakrishna mission in Japan, you don't hear Brahmakumari in Japan, but here in the newspaper, ISKCON banned in Japan. That means our people are active there, you know. And then everybody got a little, people laughed. And the Prabhupada father said, you know, in a mental hospital, people think the doctor is mad. Actually, all people are mad. But people think the doctor is mad. That is called mental hospital. Said, we are trying to present Bhagavad Gita, the teaching and practice of Bhagavad Gita. Here you are seeing us. Why you are talking about Japan? Right here we are, the founder is sitting here, and my followers are here. And what hanky-panky nonsense thing you can see with us, you tell us. What do you think is bad in us, you tell? What time we are getting up? What are we eating? What are we doing? What are you talking? Then Prasura. He thought Prabhupada will become a little scared and Prabhupada can be, you know, blackmailed. So Prabhupada was not a person like that. Not only this one challenge, Prabhupada faced very, very heavy things. But Prabhupada was very expert in battling out issues. Anyway, taking inspiration from Prabhupada, when I was in Kurukshetra, that time some Iranians were staying in Kurukshetra. Some couples, and because they are from Iran, so some things happened, and immediately these ISKCON people are loose characters. Something they saw, man, woman kind of thing, and Kurukshetra is a very orthodox place, at least in those days, so, small town. And these Iranians, man and woman, were moving like this, a little loosely. And then everybody saw that man having an affair with this woman. I mean, whole town, it's a big thing in the town, in a place like Kurukshetra. And then it was there in the newspapers, and everybody at Iranians all had packed their belongings and go. You know, who is going to listen? People are already nice Brahmins. People are nice business people, and you are coming and trying to teach them, but your behavior is completely nonsense. Then how can they face the public? Then they all pack it there, and then suddenly, unfortunately, I happened to land in there. They all packed their things and they left. And then I don't know, all this was going on in North India, and news about Kurukshetra, and then I walk. I said, we are an ISKCON person, you know, we are coming. And then he showed the newspapers. What is this? And enthusiastically, I just reached in Kurukshetra to preach and do things. And they are saying in papers, this like this, and they did like this, and everybody in the city is talking like this. And I just, I entered Kurukshetra to preach on behalf of ISKCON. And then, anyway, because you have made the sacrifice of your family, you have made the sacrifice of your job, you have made the sacrifice of your prospects, and with the experience, you are satisfied. ಯಾತ್ರೆ ಹೋಗಿದ್ದು ಬೇರೆ ಜನರು ಏನಾದರೂ ಗೊತ್ತಾರೆ ಅಂತ ಕೊಂಡಲಕ್ಕಿ ಹಣ್ಣು ತಿರುಗೋಚಿ ಪ್ರಾತಿಪಾಲನೆ ಎಲ್ಲರಷ್ಟೇ. ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಐ ಸರ್? ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಸ್ಪಾರ್ಕ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಶ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ಸೊ ಐ ಗೋ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ವಾಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೀಚ್ ಎವರಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಬಿಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿ ಬುಕ್ ಏನೇ. ದೆನ್ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ Krishna inspired, sir, this is a very big organization, you see, ISKCON is a worldwide organization, you see, the Swami Prabhupada has influenced such educated young people from good society, because the values of Krishna consciousness are so good, gentle people are attracted, in such a huge organization. Somebody will come and he may do some nonsense thing. Does that discredit the organization? Does that discredit the founder? The founder's teachings are so wonderful and the founder is so wonderful and the founder has done such a wonderful job around the world. If just somebody in the name of ISKCON, he did some hanky-panky thing, then immediately he will be not allowed to stay in the ISKCON organization. But the whole society is living like that. The whole society is living like that and there is one person ISKCON did. The whole ISKCON society is such a good organization and one person did, so you want to ban ISKCON organization. Yeah. That guy, there is a singles family. Yeah. If somebody does, if Bhagavad Gita is not wrong, Prabhupada is wonderful, ISKCON movement is wonderful, no smoking, no drinking, no non-veg, no cinemas. What more pure life you can expect from a human being? Then he kept quiet, all right. Then he started thinking slowly. So that means, the point is, the whole idea of human life is how to become Krishna conscious. If you become really Krishna conscious, you will be decorated with all good qualities. You will never criticize others. Nindadi sunya hruda meepsita sangha labdha. The Upadesa Amritam, it says, a good devotee, he will not criticize the public. He knows that everybody is under the influence of three modes of material nature. You have to help them, not criticize them. Similarly, you remain careful yourself. Because you are in a contaminated place, you may also become infected. You understand that people are infected, they should be cured, they should be helped. And you have to be careful, you are in an infected environment, you are in an epidemic place, you will catch up to lose things in life. If you are allowed to do, immediately, first thing is you start becoming lazy. That's why, why Prabhupada is very particular about timings and cleanliness. Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness means mostly two things, punctuality and cleanliness. Other things will follow. And if you are trying to control, Krishna consciousness means controlling your mind and senses. Is that right? Krishna consciousness, the first part is controlling your mind and senses. The second part is after you control your mind and senses, how to serve Krishna nicely. So if in the first part itself we are a failure, that means we are not serious, we are not attempting it properly. That means we are not taking help from the authority. The authorities are trying to push you. Come on time, keep things clean. Once that is there, then your mind can focus. But if you are left in modes of material nature, where is Krishna consciousness? Simply, so we should not find fault with the authorities because they are trying to improve us. And if you resist improvement, then however long you may stay in ISKCON, what is going to happen? If you don't, say we are here, that we want our seniors to push us. When people congratulated Prabhupada, you made us work so much. He said, that is my business. My business is to push you people. And then I took the instructions of, generally if you take the instructions seriously yourself, you push yourself. If you don't take the instructions seriously, then somebody has to push you. Either you are motivated by yourself, or you let somebody motivate you. But somehow, it's not possible, no? It's a contradiction. You can be in ignorance, you can be in lazy, at the same time, you can be a Krishna devotee. Is it possible? What is that famous thing? Krishna consciousness is not for lazy and crazy people. Crazy people means ignorance. Lazy people means who are not, that means they are controlled by the body. Lazy person is controlled by the body, simply. But one who is controlling the body, then he has no laziness. Alright. Once you develop attraction, that's why you see people who are Krishna conscious, they are very active. They don't care, mind this or that. They're active. Whatever opportunity is there, grab. Grab the opportunity to serve Krishna. Grab the opportunity to become Krishna conscious. So, the point is, the whole idea of Varnasram Dharma is not just you're expert in doing this, doing that, but whether you are doing it for Krishna. That means you have to simultaneously develop your attraction with Krishna, which happens by following the regulative devotional service. What we are doing here in ISKCON is regulated devotional service. That means right now we are unregulated. At least come to regulations. No? We have no other business. There is no excuse why we cannot do things, why we cannot keep time. What is the excuse? Lame excuse. So here, Narada Muni is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, Krishna consciousness is not some sentimental, fanatical thing. Everything by qualification. If somebody is a 15-year-old devotee, but he is a loose character, he is not considered a senior devotee. And if somebody is only 2 years in the mission, but is very prompt, is very conscious, that's what it said. Yadanyatra vidrishyata. If a non-Brahmin is having the qualification Brahmin, recognize him as Brahmin. If somebody is Brahmin, by his blah, 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 quoting the scriptures, but his characteristics and his way of life doesn't show, like pujaris, we see many pujaris, many purohits, pujaris. For the society, they are like Brahminical class. Doing pujas, this and that. But no idea about Krishna consciousness. No idea. and they are going as religious people. Their only business is Purohit. So devotees don't give any credit. Just is having a job to make, like any Sudra. Sudra is doing a job to make some livelihood, some earnings. So this pujari is also is doing some puja sandhat and is making his money to run his family. Krishna consciousness is absent, missing. So devotees are not foolish to just accept things that way. Yasya lakshanam proktam. Wherever there is lakshanas, lakshanas of sudra is a sudra. Lakshana of Brahmin, irrespective of, like you can be a Brahmin in the post of an MLA, your life will reflect. And in the post of a Purohit, you may be a Sudra, because you have no dynamic values. You don't know, you don't understand, you don't practice. So it is a Sudra business. So this is the, say, Prabhupada quoted this sloka many times, saying that it's not that foreigners cannot become Brahmins, or the Brahmins in Hinduism, they're automatically Brahmins, or it's not that if a devotee is big business, is also ordinary. No. If a devotee is doing business and giving all money to the ISKCON, he looks like a businessman, but he is attracted to Krishna. And Guru ordered him to do business. If the Guru orders you to do business, then that is seva. Is that right? Then he is a perfect Vaishnava. Whatever Guru told, he is implementing. So, always, always devotees are qualification, qualification, qualification. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ganandarasana Bhagavatam ki.